This short excerpt from my Feldenkrais Advanced Training on Focusing Your Touch begins the exploration of perceiving pattern as a whole, rather than as simply the relationship between distinct parts. It is preceded in the workshop by the development of skills in focusing your awareness and attention within the stream of tactile and proprioceptive information that constantly engulfs you. It is followed by practice in applying these skills to working with overall patterns of organization and movement in functional integration, first within your client, and then within the conjoined system that encompasses your client and yourself. Get up and walk around a little bit. And as you walk around, wander through the room and notice the other people. Again, we're going back to this thing we started with, the visual perception and how do we make parallels with it. And notice as you walk that there are some people who are walking in more or less the same direction you are. And just kind of register the pattern of people walking in the same direction you are. And then notice that there are some who are walking kind of across your path. And notice them. There are also some who are wearing red. And notice them and notice the movement of the red through the room. Notice the movement of people with socks. And then come back and sit down. And so what you were noticing then was patterns. Another idea I want to explore is that there's a difference between seeing pattern and seeing the pieces that make up the pattern. One of the problems we have in really learning to perceive pattern and teaching the perception of pattern is the only way we can talk about it is the pieces. Look how the leg connects to the hip. Look how that moves through and connects to the shoulder. And you're looking at how particular pieces connect, but underlying that, there's a whole pattern that is not linguistically describable, but is perceivable. And when you get too much into the linguistic description, it takes you away from the pattern. Is this making sense? And so one of the things we're going to work with this afternoon is trying to see and work with pattern rather than with anatomical parts. And the reason I wanted to get that much of it in, even though we're going into the lunch hour a little bit, is what I'd like to ask you to do as you're out having lunch and whatever you're doing is just let yourself register pattern, whatever you notice. And notice that perhaps your registration of pattern of some kind, like people walking the same direction I am or something, the pattern precedes the label which describes it. I had to use labels here to start you, but the pattern is different than the label which prescribes it and kind of precedes that label. And so just try to register some patterns and just get a sense of what that's like, registering patterns rather than registering verbal descriptions of patterns.